The Guardian.
The image everybody will have will be of looking for little green men or some sort of variation. But of course, finding a microbe on another planet would be equally as exciting. If that happens, when that happens, let's say, when we find something, even some tiny indication of life, how will that change the way we feel about ourselves, do you think? Will there be some sort of existential change in the way that we look at ourselves?
Well, in a sense, we've run that experiment. In 1996, there was this announcement by NASA that they had found, you know, dead microbes mm-hmm. in a meteorite that had come from Mars. No doubt that it had come from Mars. The doubt was whether these were really microbes, of course. But at least for the first couple of days of that story, the assumption was, look, NASA's announcing this. These are reputable scientists. One of them was from Stanford University. And so it must be true. Now, it later came in for criticism, and the back and forth on that is still ongoing. So that's an unresolved result. But you could see what the reaction was. It was the biggest science news story of the year. People didn't riot in the streets. Everybody wanted to know, well, gosh, life on Mars, and what kind of life is it? Does it have DNA or whatever? Are we descended from these Martians, which is, of course, a possibility and that sort of thing. So it isn't that suddenly, you know, peace and brotherhood broke out or anything like that, but it's extremely interesting to the public.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.